As you listen to William reading our gospel reading from the Gospel of John this morning, you may well have had the same thought that I had. That's a lot of ins. John uses the word in this little pericope about 8 times by my count. That is a lot of ins. Jesus is in the Father. The disciples are in Jesus. The Father is in Jesus. And it all seems to come spilling out as we share that reading in this morning's liturgy. And more than one person in more than one Bible study has told me that they find it all a little hard to follow. And I do too. So let's slow down. Let's look deeper. Let's see what's going on here so we can see how we can be not distracted by all those prepositions. There's a few widths as well, but I'll stick to the ins this morning. Let's look a little bit deeper. This is an important reading. How do we embrace it more fully? Well, the first thing we need to do is to remember the setting for this little scene. Jesus is at a gathering with his closest followers, his own. It's the final gathering. They don't know that, but he does. These are the ones who have been with him since the early days in Galilee, the ones who love him best, who've been most faithful, most persevering. All the crowds clamoring for Jesus' attention, all the people who wanted to make him the new king like David, all the people who wished him harm, they're all left outside. And we're in a quiet room, upstairs, in a little house probably owned by someone sympathetic to the Jesus movement, with the friends who follow Jesus most loyally and love him best. Jesus is safe. For now. And even as John tells the story, the frenetic pace of the last days and months, and even the years of Jesus' ministry, moving from one place to the next, the pace slows down. Time seems to slow down. John tells us this story in great detail and very lovingly. And in that quiet place, that safe place where time has slowed down, Jesus is going really deep with his disciples. He starts off by taking off his outer robe, tying a towel around his waist, getting hold of a basin of water and a pitcher. One by one, to each disciple, going and washing their feet. And as they listen to Jesus' words that we share this morning, their feet are probably still wet. It all slows down in this last gathering. And when we read this, we should slow down too. We don't like doing that. Not really. We like to get to the moral of the story. Give me the bottom line so I can apply it in my life. And know what I'm supposed to do next. Let's cut to the chase. It doesn't always work that way with the Gospel of John. Gospel of John is telling us the mystery of who Christ is. And my definition of a mystery is not something you never understand. A mystery is something you never stop understanding. And you've got to give yourself time. So in this slow, quiet scene, we should read it slowly and quietly. So here's some advice. You know, clergy, it's a professional hazard. We love giving advice. I'm going to go ahead and give you some anyway. Take your bulletin home with you. This afternoon, read this story again, really slowly. Might even read it out loud. You might even imagine yourself in that upper room. Imagine being one of those people, hearing these words of Jesus, and just see where that takes you. Then do it again tomorrow. We need to let this slowly envelop us. We can't be too fast with it. Let John sink in for a little while. As we slow down, as we do that, we'll realize that these words aren't just teaching. These words are a prayer, part of a long prayer, part of a prayer that comes straight from Jesus' heart in this quiet moment before all hell breaks loose. As Jesus gets ready to walk across the Kidron Valley, as he gets ready to hand himself over into the hands of those who wish him harm, as he gets ready, he does the natural thing, he prays. We get to hear him pray. He prays for himself. He gives thanks that he's been faithful to the mission that the Father has given him. He gives thanks for his Father's love, and in that love, he finds courage and even serenity to face what's coming next. And sometimes we're a little bit hesitant to pray for ourselves, but if Jesus does it, it's okay. If you get stuck in prayer, just offer yourself to God where you are now. Pray for yourself. Pray for God to show you what you need for what comes next. Jesus prays. He prays for himself. He prays for his friends. He expands the circle. He shows great confidence in those 12 fishermen and tax collectors that he's gathered around them. He shows amazing confidence in them. He prays his deepest wish for them, that the Holy Spirit will come and that they will be open to it, that their hearts will not be closed in fear, but open and waiting for the next thing. He prays that the Holy Spirit will guide them into a deep love for one another, a love beyond anything the world knows or shows us, a kind of love that will show the world who they are and who Jesus is. That's his deepest prayer, his deepest desire for his friends. We're in the middle of Jesus' prayer. Jesus prays for himself. He prays for his friends. And finally, and I think this is the really important part, so you might want to listen up, he prays for you and for me and for the acolytes and for Frank and Robert and for the person in the pew next to you whose name you can't remember. He prays for all our Christian brothers and sisters. He prays for everyone who has ever come to trust in him through the words of those friends gathered together in that quiet little room, that unlikely little band. Through those words, that have echoed down through the ages, from that upper room to your heart and mine. He prays for you. He prays for me. We'll understand this reading better when we remember Jesus is praying for us. And what does he pray for us? We can start to see that now. He wants us to know what's really going on. He wants us to know what he is really offering in the sacrifice that he is about to make. The cross will be frightening and painful, but at the same time, it'll be glorious. And he wants the disciples and he wants us to see that. He wants us to see that he's offering to take us to a place we just can't get to on our own. He's offering to do something for us that we can't do for ourselves. And if we'll just put ourselves in his hands, if we'll just entrust ourselves to him, if we'll just offer ourselves to be united with him, he's offering to take us into the heart of God. He's offering to show us in a way that we can understand and see and grasp for ourselves what God's holiness really looks like. You want to see what God's love looks like, he says, you just watch. You just watch what happens next. He's offering that as a gift. He's offering the disciples and you and me a place with him at the table in the presence of the Father. Nothing less. He's offering his own righteousness to make up for our unrighteousness. He's offering his own obedience to make up for our willfulness. He's offering his own courage to make up for our fear. And his deepest prayer is that we will accept the gift he offers. That we'll surrender and place ourselves in his hands, and that we will allow ourselves to be in him. That's what all those ins mean. We talk a lot about having Jesus in us. This is deeper. This is us living our lives in him, in Jesus. Wherever you may be in your life today, today Jesus is praying for you. For someone struggling under a burden of shame or guilt, someone who wonders if their unrighteousness can really be healed by Jesus' righteousness, Jesus prays that you'll know his power to forgive. For someone caught up in pride, someone who claims the gift of Jesus for themselves while denying it to others, Jesus is praying that we'll know the expansiveness of his love. For someone facing challenges, someone who may be fearful this morning, Jesus prays that you'll trust him and just take the next step with him, and then the next step after that, until he brings you to the peace that's on the other side of fear. For all of us, Jesus is praying this morning. For all of us, Jesus prays that we open our hearts to the gift he offers us, the gift we desperately need, that we put ourselves in his hands, It's such a little word in, but it's so important. This morning, Jesus prays for us to live in Him. He shows us that when we live in Him, we live in God. And when we live in God, we really live. In His name. Amen.